You're already good. Now it's time to get great. Up next, Fortune senior writer Ann Fisher, our regular Ask Annie columnist, joins us with advice on how to stand out in the crowd and get headhunters to notice you.
Ann, thanks for joining us on the show.
It's great to be here.
So why is it that some executives seem to be on every headhunter's Rolodex and yet others never get a call?
Well, one thing that people often do is try to give as many speeches as possible. Giving speeches is a terrific way to get your name out there and get known to a lot of people in your industry. And, you know, usually your own company's PR people are more than willing to act as a speaker's bureau for you, so to speak, and, you know, set up some speaking engagements. Another thing you can do if you have a particular area of expertise is write articles for trade publications, because again, recruiters often flip through those to look for people to place in particular positions. Another thing you can do, of course, the N-word, which everyone's a little bit tired of hearing by now, but it bears repeating, just get out there and network, network, network. I mean, meet as many people as you can. Not just join trade associations and professional associations, but be active in them. You know, be head of a committee, be in charge of an event, and that's how you get noticed.
Yeah. You encourage readers to go global. How does that help build a personal brand?
On the general principle that if you want to move up, you need to be in an area that's growing. You definitely need some kind of global experience. And it doesn't have to be the old expatriate model where you have to go live in a foreign country for 2 or 3 years. Even if you can do some traveling in one of your company's foreign markets and get to know the customers and the culture in another part of the world, it makes you a lot more marketable.
Mm-hmm. I guess before you can get noticed by an outsider, by a headhunter, or by the media, you have to first get noticed by the higher-ups within your own company. What are some of your suggestions for standing out and getting ahead?
Generally, if you can come up with new ideas that help move the business forward in some way, that's generally how people get noticed, is by some sort of innovative or creative idea. And it's okay to start small, too. For example, I just spoke with Justin Rosenstein, who's an engineer at Google who invented Page Creator, which is this huge new product that they just came out with. Now, obviously, that's a huge new idea. But in the time he's been at the company, he came up with a lot of little ideas first, and that's sort of how he got noticed. And I think that almost anyone can do that if they put their mind to it. Another thing you can do is to try and figure out how you can be of help to other people at the same level in the company. Because if you understand functional areas outside of your own little domain, where most of us are so busy that we get stuck in our own little silo, but if you can get out of that and really understand what makes other departments tick and other functions tick, then you get to be known as somebody who is capable of more than what they're doing right now, you know, who sort of has a broader view of where the company is going.
And any parting advice?
I would say that whenever you get a call from a recruiter, whether you're looking for a job or not, always take the call and always do the best you can to help them find the right person to fill the job that they're trying to fill. So many managers seem to think that they're too busy to talk to headhunters, but that's a mistake, because when bigger opportunities come along, if you've been helpful to them, they will call you.
It's good advice. Ann, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ann Fisher is a senior writer for Fortune.